The Pella High boys soccer team's right on the cusp of a state tournament bid, and we're talking right now with the captains from that little Dutch squad as we're joined by Grant Barrick, Sam Davis, and Tucker Bogart here on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Guys, as we get together, we were just talking about this before the interview started. It was the beginning of the season, the last time we talked, and so everything was lying out in front of you, and now we're here at this point where the state tournament is right in front of you. Tucker, starting with you, looking back what you knew then and now where we're at now, is this the type of season that you hope you'd have?
Yeah, it's been a great senior year, I think, for all of us. And I think we've come a long ways. I know we started out playing pretty well, actually, but I think we improved just each game, and that's one of the big benefits of this season. We've just been able to keep on getting better and better.
Sam, just to build on what Tucker said, what's the ride been like for you this year, especially as a senior?
As a senior, it's been... I don't know, it's always tough. This is the last sport in the high school career, so you want the best out of the season, and I think we've done a great job of that. Like Tucker said, trying to improve every game. And the last few years, we've had some disappointments in the postseason, but we knew we could do it this year, and I think we have some confidence going into state. So,
Grant, that's a great point that Sam brought up. We might as well just go into that. It's been really tough in the sub-state finals the last couple seasons to get kind of over the hump. So Saturday had to feel just outstanding to get past that point.
Oh, yeah. Saturday was a great day. We just came in focused. I've never seen a team more focused than that. It was pretty sweet. The whole bus ride up was quiet. Everybody was just focused. So, that definitely helped with the outcome of the game, obviously, but yeah, it was a great feeling.
Sam, back to you. Talk about the dynamic of that matchup. When you look at the way the scoring went, you guys started off quick, were in good shape, and then they came back, and it was a real back and forth contest. So take me through just kind of the ebb and flow of that contest.
Yeah, well, it was kind of a weird game. We started off flying high because of that goal in the first 30 seconds, and so that really helped our confidence, and being up 2-0 at half was really great for us and helped our confidence. But somehow we let those two goals in right away, and man, the momentum changed, and so we had to really dig deep to fight past that. And that's something that we've kind of struggled with all season, to be honest, is recovering after we get down or after something doesn't go our way. So that momentum change was hard to overcome, but we managed to do that, which was really awesome. And those next two goals that came pretty quick really changed the momentum back again. So it was kind of flipping back and forth all game, but we came out on top. So,
Tucker, that sounds like a great piece of confidence for this team to have, knowing that you can come back from a situation where you've lost the momentum. What does it take to be able to turn things back in your favor?
Well, I think DCG was a great test, and we showed that we were able to do that. What it takes to kind of just turn it around is we just have to make sure we refocus. I think we might have, I don't know if we got a little bit lazy or if they just got a little bit lucky, but I think we just realized that we needed to pick it up a little bit more after we were up by two, and then the momentum died, but I think we did a good job turning it around.
If you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS, we're talking with the captains from the Pella High boys soccer team, Tucker Bogart, Sam Davis, and Grant Barrick. And Tucker, I wanted to come back to you talking a little bit just about some of the offense that we saw before you moved into postseason play, before Dallas Center Grimes. The end of the season got kind of tricky. You took on a Nevada squad that was a very talented 1A team that challenged you to a one-goal match, and then Knoxville, who always finds a way to play you close, even this year, though they may have been a little bit down. And so you had a couple of games back-to-back that were very tight after having several really lopsided games beforehand. Was there kind of a moment of reckoning at the end of the season where it was, okay, we've got to figure out what's different here and turn things back the right direction?
Yeah, we did have a little bit of struggle with scoring at the end of the season, maybe because we came off of a couple of huge wins where we didn't have to maybe put out our best effort, but also we came off the turf field a lot, and getting used to grass, we kind of had a little bit of troubles, but I think we were able to turn that around as well.
Sam, I wanted to talk a little bit just about offense versus defense. There were some times in the season where you had some very high-scoring games, and clearly the offense was doing really well. But if I learned anything from talking with you guys during football season, from talking to you guys during basketball season, you pride yourselves on defense. So is this a team that's more excited about putting goals up or stopping the other team from being able to do what they want to?
I think it's some of both, but we really focus on having a good base, and if you have a good defense, you're going to have quick counters, right? And that's going to create offensive opportunities. So I think, what we've focused on is that defensive base, especially our back line, our back four, is being pretty solid. And, that creates opportunities for the offense. So,
Grant, coming back to you, the opportunity to celebrate Saturday's win was probably short-lived because you knew you had to come right back to work and get ready now for state. So take me through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what practices have consisted of and how Coach Solomon has tried to get you ready for this.
Well, we've changed up the practice schedule a little bit, having practices in the morning. We've just been doing drills on things we need to work on, a lot of touches really is what we need on the grass, short grass, since that's where we'll be playing. Working on some set pieces and stuff, just pretty much just going with the flow, doing our normal routine, really.
And Sam, to come back to you, I wanted to talk a little bit about the opposition. As you get ready for Spirit Lake Park Okoboji, a team that you haven't seen during the season, clearly, do you spend much time talking about what the opposition does, or is the focus now mostly on what the Little Dutch does?
Well, at this point, we know all the teams are going to be good. You know, it's state, so what we have to do is play our game. And I know we'll talk a little bit about Spirit Lake, obviously, some of their threats, but yeah, mainly at this point, it's just playing our game and being confident in what we can do. And we know that if we do that to the fullest, then we'll come out on top.
And Tucker, I'll just have you kind of dogpile on that. What are the things that you're viewing on that this team needs to continue to do well, and what are the areas that you need to shore up if you want to be successful?
Well, I think we're a really balanced team. So on any given day, we could have four or five different people scoring. On defense, we've got a really solid back line, so I don't think the other teams that we face, any team, is going to put in a lot of goals on us. So I think that builds a lot of confidence for us.
Well, the last thing I wanted to ask all of you guys is this is a really exciting opportunity. I was talking actually with Coach Howard from the girls squad, who told me it's been since 2002, since the boys have been to state. So this is a big accomplishment, so I'm sure you're really excited about it. Tucker, coming back to you, with all things considered, with the journey it's been this year, with being a senior, with running track at the same time as doing soccer, how much does getting to this point mean to you?
It's meant a lot after 3 years in a row of just not quite making it. It just makes it that much better this year. And I've got a lot of confidence in this team this year, even if we don't have maybe even as much talent as we've had in past years. I think that we've just had better focus and better determination sometimes. So I think we're pretty confident going into state.
Sam, what makes this state soccer experience appealing to you?
Well, to me, I haven't been out, especially on the varsity team, as long as these two captains. So it's kind of a newer feeling to me. But gosh, I'm excited to know that we did it after so long not being at state. So that's the most exciting thing for me, probably. I don't know. It's just gonna be a great time to end my senior year like this with a couple good friends as the captains. And so, I don't know. I'm just having a good time.
All right, well, Grant, it sounds like it's definitely going to be a lot of fun. Take us home. What are you looking forward to? What are you hoping to take away from the experience?
Well, I mean, as seniors, you know, it's our last time to wear green and white. So yeah, just looking for a good way to end our senior year. And just hopefully, you know, you always aim to win it all. So, I mean, that's obviously one of our goals. You know, just take one game at a time and just see where that takes us.
All right, well, guys, again, it's really exciting for you to have gotten to this point. Congratulations on all that success, but we want to see a few more wins out of you, and we'll see where you end up when it's all done. So thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, Grant Barrick, Sam Davis, and Tucker Bogard. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.